What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We are live at the Globe, and Rangers-Astros coming up pregame at 6:30. First pitch at 7:05, and we're excited about that. Silver Boot is reignited this evening, and the stakes are as high as they've ever been as Jared Sandler joins us now here on the Fan. Jared, how the heck are you?
Gavin, I'm great. I'll say they're not as high as they were when the Rangers beat the Astros in the 2023 ALCS. I just want to make...
point.
Let's start this conversation off on the right foot and just remind people what happened the only time these two teams have ever met in the playoffs.
Amen. It's a good correction. And
but yeah,
to celebrate.
I would say that from a regular season standpoint, you know, in 2023 when the Astros came here and swept the Rangers in September, the Rangers had a playoff spot. They actually gave away the division in that series, if I'm not mistaken. But that was a big series. It was like August or maybe August, September in 2015 when the Rangers overtook
that was a big one.
I was trying to think of like big regular season series between these two teams like late in the year. This is probably top three. I mean, you know, however you want to rank the other two I just mentioned, this is a big one.
How are the Astros playing coming in?
Not great. You know, they just dropped 2 of 3 to the Yankees. They had to come back and beat the Yankees in the one game they won. You know, there's a reason the Rangers have kind of gotten back in this divisional race. The Mariners have been really bad, and the Astros have been not as bad as the Mariners, but bad enough to where, you know, the Rangers have been able to make up some ground. So, you know, they've got a rejuvenated lineup just from like a presence standpoint of Yordan Alvarez and obviously having Carlos Correa and Jeremy Peña's healthy. But it's not that scary of a lineup. Now, they could go and score 20 tonight. You know, who knows? But it's not a lineup that intimidates you the way it has in the past. And they're pretty beat up on the mound. So, you know, Spencer Arrighetti had to go back on the IL. The Rangers are facing Colton Gordon tonight. Josh Hader's out, you know, I think for the rest of the regular season. So, I mean, they're a good team. They're winning the division. You can't discredit them from that. But it's of division winning teams, I don't think that there is the same level of invincibility that maybe some might have. Like you see the Dodgers, right? Or you know, take you know, the Blue Jays. Like their things are like, ah, man, they're really good. The Astros are good. They're better than the Rangers, record-wise. But I don't know that people are going in this series, like, super intimidated.
Rangers going to have to do this one without Adolis Garcia. He goes on the 10-day shelf today. All the ramifications of that would be interesting. But are they also going to have to play them in 10 or 12 days from now without Dolly?
Well, he had a grade 2 quad strain. I'm not a doctor, but you guys can use the internet just like I can and see the typical return times for grade 2 quad strains. And you know, that would suggest that it might take some time. With that said, we're in September. And guys with more on the line, this is where, you know, I think the average person maybe doesn't grasp. And I don't know that I grasp all that these guys do play through. You know, it might not make sense to play through this in May. But you're at the end of the road anyway, right? Or potentially. So I know Adolis wants to get out there as soon as he can. If you guys remember in 2023, he had the knee thing where he helped off the field, and it was like, gosh, is he done for the year? And he came back and set a record in the ALCS for most RBIs in a single series and overall in the postseason, right? I think there were people who thought his season was done. Adolis is a tough SOB, so it wouldn't surprise me if he was back. normal timelines would suggest no, but all indications are that he is fully, you know, prepared to be back at that point. The only hope, the question, Gavin, to me is more, you know, what's going to be on the line in 10 to 12 days? It just, this is such in flux. Could the Rangers be fighting for division? Or are they hanging on for a wild card spot? Are they totally, I mean, it could be anything, you know, on either end of the spectrum.
Could he miss the rest of the season?
I don't
could
think.
Could we have seen Adolis's last game as a Ranger already?
I would say if the Rangers tumble and they're not playing for anything because they struggle over the next week or so, maybe the thought is, hey, Adolis, it's not as you shouldn't push it, right? But I don't think that's the expectation at this point.
Offensively, it's Colton Gordon, a lefty, on the bump again. But did things kind of work out well for the Rangers in terms of the pitching alignment?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're going to face Hunter Brown tomorrow. Hunter Brown's really good, but the Rangers have had some success against him. Yeah, I mean, Colton Gordon's not a guy that scares you, and you're not going to face Framber Valdez. I don't know if that's good or not because he's so emotional. You never know how that's going to work out. But, yeah, I mean, I think what's great is that you got Merrill Kelly and Jacob DeGrom
right. Tonight
and tomorrow. You know, that DeGrom-Hunter Brown matchup's going to be a fun one. I think in that regard, you got two of your three best starting pitchers pitching in this series. And so I think you like that, right? Whereas you're not having to face Framber. We'll see how Hunter Brown does tomorrow. But again, maybe Colton Gordon goes and shuts them down tonight, right? I mean,
we've seen it before. Sure.
And the Rangers have turned things around, but it is tough. At some point, not having Adolis, not having Seager, not having Semien, not having Carter, those things can catch up. So we'll see. They're, you know, Murph called the young guys little rascals.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Right. Yeah. So that's Osuna, Freeman, and Michael Hellman. And they're starting with, you know, Freeman and Hellman and then Freeman at the top of the order. So a little rascal, you know, starting combo to begin the lineup.
Is Dylan Moore giving a little pop at DH?
You know, he's actually been pretty impressive in very small samples. He's come with some big hits and, you know, in just a few games. But, yeah, I mean, I hope so. The weird thing with Dylan Moore is that he's been better against lefties than righties in his career, but it's kind of been reversed this year. But, yeah, you know, it's interesting. I thought it was interesting that they had him at DH, but a lot of those decisions are made, hey, not just where we're going to start the game, but what is it going to look like as the game progresses. And
right.
You know, that seems like, all right, that could be a really – likely landing spot for Jock Peterson. Well, that makes it easier then for Jock just to slide in as a DH as opposed to making a lot of, you know, chops and changes. So that's one reason why I think Dylan Moore might be DHing tonight.
What's the word on Seager?
Yeah, I mean, he's pleased with where he is. He understandably doesn't want to commit to any sort of timetable, but he is progressing, and at some point it's just going to be a pain tolerance thing. And let me tell you, this guy, you know, he basically, I think, was playing through, you know, an appendix that was on the verge of bursting and hit a couple home runs. This guy's pain tolerance and what he did in the 2023 postseason should never be put in question. But at some point, I think it's going to be that. Structurally right now, I don't think his body is ready, especially, you know, think for, as a swinger.
Right.
That's your. But, I mean, I think he is pleased with where things are progressing and hopes that he is able to come back while the team is playing meaningful baseball.
How has Correa played for them?
He's been better, better than he was. I honestly, Eric, I think the biggest thing for Carlos Correa on this team, not that, I mean, he's hitting in a leveraged spot in the order, he's playing third base, but I just think they desperately need some sort of clubhouse presence because Jose Altuve is not that guy. I know he's a great player. This is not taken away from anything that Jose Altuve does as a player. He's a great hitter. He sucks defensively. But he's not a clubhouse guy. He's not a guy that's – Alex Bregman was that guy, all right? That, you know, that's what they teach at LSU, right, Broadus?
That's us.
That's Alex Bregman. That's also Carlos Correa, and I think getting him back really helps in that way.
How about Seattle against Atlanta this weekend? Could Braves give us some more help?
I think so. I mean, Chris Sale's starting tonight, so that's good, and Seattle just can't win on the road for whatever reason. But maybe they turn things around. I don't know. Maybe – you know, maybe having yesterday off allows them to reset. They're way too talented of a team to be playing this poorly, but they have struggled on the road. And no Acuna in the lineup tonight for the Braves. That stinks. But, yeah, hopefully Chris Sale can help the Rangers out.
What do you feel like they need? Do we need to sweep them? Or would just winning one be okay?
Well, if you want to win the division, which right now that means you would overtake both the Mariners and the Astros, I think it would be challenging to win the division if you don't win at minimum 4 of 6 in the two series between the Astros, and really maybe 5-1 puts you in the driver's seat to like be knocking on the door and making them feel the pressure. If we're talking wild card, just take 2 of 3. You keep taking 2 of 3, I think you could find yourself in a decent position. Take 2 of 3 if you're looking at the wild card. But if you want to win the division, you know, you got to make a move, and winning one game or gaining one game on the Astros with, you know, a little less than 3 weeks to play might be a tougher hill to climb unless they just totally tank.
Should we be checking some of these Houston bats?
Why not? I mean, let's, you know,
clear out the garbage.
Yeah,
cans.
Looked a little bit like last night. There might
yeah,
have been
Taylor
some
Trammell,
going on.
All of a sudden, you know, hitting the ball hard. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm all for it. Check them all.
Check them.
Only the Astros bats.
No,
though.
Our bats.
Yeah.
Cork them up.
I checked our bats. They're great. They look really pretty.
Perfect.
They look like, you know, the bat that Eric swings when we do the wiffle ball stage. Just like,
just tearing it up.
Yeah.
You got the radio call tonight?
Radio tonight, yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, you killed it on TV.
Yeah, and the great job.
Day in the life of Jared Sandler in Arizona.
Oh, I loved it.
That's cinema.
And the TikToks are blowing
up. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You pumped for Packers-Lions?
Pumped for Packers-Lions. I don't like how many people are on the Packers this Sunday. It makes me a little nervous. But some people think like the Lions are just going to take this huge step back, but I don't know. I mean, we'll see how big Ben Johnson is, right? Like, two new
big
coordinators.
Ben Johnson, what's he done?
Well, got AIDS.
No, two new coordinators.
No Frank Reich now. That's the big thing for me.
Yeah, they lost two guys in the line. What, Aleem McNeil's not back yet. Who knows what Hutch is going to be. My only concern about the Packers, not only, but, like, I just think their quarterback is above average. I don't think he's any better than that. But I don't know.
They definitely just added an average defensive player.
Yeah, I heard he was overrated.
Good luck stopping the run this year, Biatch.
Hey, let me tell you, they couldn't stop the run last year. But Kenny Clark,
Kenny Clark's good.
Yeah.
Good. Listen, that was a nice ad.
I think
is a nice ad for the Packers.
Yeah, I think the Micah trade could end up being great for the Packers. I do genuinely believe, and I'm consistent, right? When Micah was a Cowboy, I was not like Team Micah.
Yeah.
I think he's a Hall of Fame talent. I think this could end up still long-term being okay for the Cowboys.
Thank you, Jared. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. We got What You Drinking and What You Thinking. Your phone calls coming up next here. What you want to react to? You want to talk Rangers, Astros, Mavs, Stars, anything? You know, you just have to answer the questions. What You Drinking, What You Thinking. We'll react to Cowboys as well with you coming up next year. It's the G-Back Nation, the fam.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.